Boss Ladies, let's talk a little bit about tradition and about the things we've been handed down, I guess. So when I speak to coaching clients and when I'm doing corporate work, I always ask a lot of questions, right? You know, especially around process and systems and why things are done a certain way, because part of it is obviously trying to understand the business and how they function. But a big part of the work that I do is also around improving efficiency and creating an environment where innovation and growth can actually flourish. And one of the biggest killers in corporate circles of innovation and growth is tradition. You know, that dreaded, that's the way we've always done it around here, okay? It's all of these things that have become part and parcel of how we work and how we do things. It's processes that have become so ingrained that they form part of the very fabric of an organization. And most of the time when you ask people, why do you do it this way? Why? And you try and get to some root cause analysis, I would say at least 90% of the time, if not more, people can't actually answer me. They legit do not have the answer for my questions. And the only answer that they have is because that's the way it's always been done. So, you know, we look at our own personal lives as well, and how many things are tradition? How many things have been handed down in your family or in your community? You know, how much pressure do you feel to comply with certain things because that's the way it's always been done? And the minute you go and step outside of that and try and do something new and something different, you are branded a troublemaker, right? And you're ostracized because you're doing something new and different. People are very afraid of new and different. And if you think about it, tradition, a lot of it is completely outdated, has no place in the modern world, in the life that we live on a daily basis. There's just no room for some of these things. And it's not that I'm anti-tradition, right? I'm about being practical and I'm about authenticity and being true to yourself and what you're all about. I'm about creating your own traditions. I'm about finding the best, most efficient way of doing things. I'm about having fun and discovering new things and going on new adventures. And if you're held back by tradition, you tend to actually put a roadblock in your own way because you're sticking to an old way of doing things that might not even be relevant anymore in our current world. It might not sit well with your personal values. It might not suit your lifestyle at all. And if you think about it, tradition is really nothing else but peer pressure from dead people. Yes, I said it. Peer pressure from dead people. Because you're feeling pressurized to do things a certain way because it's a tradition that was handed down in your family, or, you know, that's the way things have always been done. And most of the time, you feel all of this pressure to conform and comply. And the people who actually came up with the rule or the tradition in the first place aren't around anymore. So my invitation to you really is just start asking questions all the time. Be curious all the time. Look at some of the things that cause you anxiety in your life. You know, Easter is coming up and it might be family time. There might be all kinds of things and Easter egg hunts and big family lunches and all of these things. And the T word is going to be thrown around again. People are going to talk about tradition. So I'd like for you to take some time and think about your personal life and at work, things that are tradition, things that just get done automatically that nobody questions. Start asking the questions. Ask yourself why. Ask yourself if this is something that there's still room for in your life. Ask yourself if this is something that actually brings you joy and is aligned with your values. And if it's not, then let it go and make your own new traditions. Do new cool things. Go on adventures. You know, learn new things, see new things, do new things. and hold on to only the things that really serve your soul and make you feel joy and make you feel happy, and things that are efficient and practical and that make sense to you. Don't feel like you have to do something just because it's tradition or because at work it's the way things have always been done. Just because it's the way things have always been done doesn't mean there's not perhaps a better, more efficient, more practical, more innovative way of doing things. So have a look around, look at your surroundings, look at all these things that you just blindly accept as tradition, and ask yourself if they're actually serving you and your higher purpose, and if they're actually bringing you joy in your life, or if they're just causing you anxiety and causing you to feel like there's just too much for you to deal with and things are just out of control. And then keep only the things that serve you, tradition or not. Don't give in to peer pressure, whether it's from people who are alive or whether it's from, a couple of centuries ago. I'll chat to you again.